Jay, so now that you guys know what the suspension is about Brandon, I mean, how's that affect the team?
You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, to lose a player like that for two games, it hurts. But that's why we brought in some more receivers. We got Eddie Royal in the draft. We got some good tight ends. Offensive line and running backs are playing really well. So, I mean, someone has to step up. I mean, that's what it boils down to. It puts a little more pressure on the offense. But, I mean, there's 14 games after that, 14, whatever he gets, two or three. So, we'll see what happens.
What was your reaction when you first heard about the suspension?
I mean, I don't think anyone was that surprised by it. You know, we were expecting 2 to 4 or whatever it was going to be. I mean, you've heard rumors for the last couple of weeks, so I don't think anyone was that surprised by it.
Jay, have you seen positive change in Brandon in the past few months?
Like, I mean, Brandon's not a bad guy at all. I mean, I've known Brandon since we came in. I mean, we've been in Atlanta together. We go to dinner together all the time. I mean, he's a good guy. He means well. I mean, it's just he's been in some sticky situations, some things that he probably shouldn't get into. So, last month or two, I mean, he's definitely, I mean, he understands the situation that he's in the future, and you only get so many chances. And I mean, I think it definitely hit home with this. And I mean, I don't expect it for Brandon to be in any more situations like that for the rest of his career and probably for the rest of his life.
Jay, what did you think the upside was this year for Brian Terrain based on what you've seen in camp?
Really talented. I mean, he's a big guy. He's got good moves. Sees the field well. Picked up the offense quickly. Was protecting well. I think he's still going to be a good back. I haven't heard what the prognosis is or how long he's going to be out. But he'll definitely help this team in the future, I'm sure.
6 to 8 weeks.
That's. I mean, he'll be fine. He'll be ready for the season. So the second half of the season, we'll definitely use him.
Jay, how's Ryan Clady look to you out there?
He's doing good. I mean, he's been in there since day one. It's a lot of pressure on him. I mean, to come in here and start at left tackle in a league with some really good defensive ends and some good outside linebackers that are coming his way. But he stepped up to it. He learned the offense. He's doing well right now.
And how's he seem to be?
Impressive to you? Eddie Royal been pretty impressive.
Very. And I mean, that's another guy's going to have to step up for us with Brandon down. He's going to have to go in there and run a little X, run a little Z. If D-Jack and Carey can't get it done or if they get tired. So we got a lot of competition out there, which is definitely good.
How does Clady seem to be picking up the offense so far?
Picking it up well. I mean, he learned it from day one. He's been in there since OTA, so by now he should have it.
Jay, if I could ask a question about you. You seem to go through a little bit of a dead arm period like most quarterbacks in camps at various years. This year, you seem to be still throwing the ball pretty strong. You feel good?
Yeah, I don't think I've had a dead arm in camp, I mean, ever. I mean, it's my arm's kind of rubber. I mean, I can throw for a long time a lot of balls. I mean, a little bit of ice here and there, but I feel good right now. I mean, we started camp. I was taking a lot of reps, but we kind of scaled it back a little bit with the throwing. So I feel fine.
Joe, how do you think your camp has gone?
It's
been pretty,
camp? I think it's been good. It's been good. I mean, I think Jeremy Bates is doing a great job for us. I mean, with calling some plays and working with me at the quarterback position, receivers are playing well. Offensive line is doing a great job. I mean, I couldn't be more pleased with the way they're playing right now. Tight ends and running backs. We got a lot of competition at running back, and when with Ryan down, it kind of opens up the door for those three to kind of fight it out. So, offensively, I'm really pleased.
You personally, how well do you think you're playing at?
I'm playing well. I mean, I'm not making mistakes still. I mean, it's part of it, but I got a good feel for the offense. We're doing a lot of stuff right now. We're kind of feeling some stuff out, seeing what direction we want to go. Got a lot of plays in, so it's been really good.
Yeah, you talk a little bit about the confidence you have in those other guys.
Oh, I mean, anytime you lose a guy like Brandon for a couple of games, it's going to hurt. Because, I mean, he does stuff on a football field that not many people can do. I mean, he opens up some big windows for me, and he's an easy target. But I got a lot of confidence in D-Jack and Carey and Eddie Royal. And, I mean, our tight ends, I mean, we can split them out some and use them a little bit. So, I mean, we're going to have to make do. I mean, we don't have any choice with it. I mean, that's the decision. So we're going to have to move on and make it happen without him.
Jay, if you given all the things that happened to you in the offseason, as the way you felt physically exceeded what you might have thought coming into camp, or is about what you expected?
I mean, I feel like I'm normal again. I mean, it was that was tough. I mean, in October through April. I mean, not knowing what was going on and being tired and fatigued. I mean, it was difficult. But I mean, I feel normal now. I feel like I did a couple years ago. I mean, I'm back in my way to get my strength back. So I mean, it just feels good to go out there every day and be consistent.
Thanks, Jay.